welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Estate and Gift Tax Alert. Federal estate and GST tax temporarily repealed. On January 1, 2010, significant temporary rules regarding the federal estate, gift, and generation skipping transfer GST tax laws became effective. They are scheduled to apply through December 31, 2010. Although it is widely anticipated that Congress will act this year to modify these rules, most likely retroactively to some degree, the temporary rules are currently the law. The principal changes embodied in the temporary rules are discussed below. The federal estate tax is repealed for death-time transfers occurring in 2010. Accordingly, if an individual dies in 2010, his or her entire estate, regardless of its size or the identity of its beneficiaries, will pass free of federal estate tax. Under prior law, this result generally could be achieved only if the entire estate, over and above the applicable estate tax exemption amount, $3.5 million in 2009, passed to a surviving spouse and/or charity. The GST tax is repealed for both lifetime and death-time transfers occurring in 2010. As a result, all testamentary or lifetime gifts made in 2010 to or in trust for or from certain trusts to grandchildren or more remote descendants will pass free of GST tax. Under prior law, subject to certain exceptions, transfers to grandchildren or more remote descendants that exceeded the applicable GST exemption amount, $3.5 million in 2009, and transfers from trusts not fully protected by the GST exemption incurred GST tax at the highest federal estate tax rate of 45%. The income tax basis of property inherited from an individual dying in 2010 will no longer receive a full step-up to death-of-date value. Under prior law, if an individual died owning assets with, for instance, a combined cost basis of $1 million and date of death value of $10 million, the basis in such assets ordinarily would be stepped up to $10 million and the $9 million of built-in capital gains at death would not be recognized and would escape income tax on a subsequent sale of the stock. Under the temporary rules, inherited property receives, instead, a modified carryover basis, which is generally the descendant's costs basis plus an aggregate step-up of up to $1.3 million. There's also an additional step-up of up to $3 million for property passing outright to, or in an eligible trust for the benefit of, a surviving spouse. The top marginal gift tax rate applicable to taxable gifts made in 2010 to persons other than charity or a spouse and that exceed the donor's gift tax exemption is reduced to 35%. However, the temporary new rules do not repeal the federal gift tax, and the lifetime exemption from federal gift tax of $1 million applicable to taxable gifts remains unaltered. Absent congressional action this year, the federal estate and GST taxes are scheduled to be reinstated in 2011, at which time the exemption from federal estate, gift, and GST taxes will be limited to $1 million and the highest estate, gift, and GST tax rates will increase to 55%. In addition, the basis step-up rules will be restored. Although most commentators expect Congress to act this year to provide stability to the estate, gift, and GST tax regime, our legislation trackers in Washington, D.C. have had no indication that any such legislative action will be taken in the near term. Given the general uncertainty of the estate, gift, and GST tax laws, we believe this is a critical time to review your estate planning and consider the effects both of the temporary rules as well as of the possible future changes to those rules, both prospective and retroactive. Of course, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP, will monitor any proposed legislation and keep you informed of developments in this area on a real-time basis.
2010, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party